From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continue their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment of the eastern districts of Aleppo, and 50 civilians have been killed by rebel attacks on western districts of Aleppo in the past 2 weeks. At the United Nations Saturday, Russia vetoed a proposed UN Security Council resolution demanding an end to the bombing of Aleppo. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in eastern Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. Turkey's prime minister blames the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The review follows an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 people at a funeral in Sana'a and wounded at least 500. U.S. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. This is VOA News. With the long-awaited military assault on Mosul possibly just days away, U.S. officials are scrambling to resolve disputes between allies in the coalition. At one point, the assault had appeared imminent, but simmering disagreements between coalition allies appeared to be worsening, especially over how the greater Mosul region of Nineveh will be governed after liberation and who should be involved in the fight to eject the Islamic State group. Here is General Najim al-Jaburi, the commander of Nineveh Operations Command.
The troops for Mosul now finished the training. The coalition forces give us good training and good equipment.
Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister Nachir Van Barzani warned Sunday of future problems unless there is an agreement with the Iraqi government on how to share power in Nineveh. Arab-Kurdish disputes have flared and then receded for months now. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton will face each other in their second U.S. presidential debate late Sunday. Meanwhile, Trump is ignoring calls from key Republicans to drop out of the race. A 2005 tape recording released last week has him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump apologized for the remarks. He said the controversy is nothing more than a distraction, although national political surveys have shown his support slumping even before the tape was released. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani defends the candidate.
He's running for president. He realizes that he's got the weight of the responsibility of all these people on his shoulder, and this is something he's not going to do in the future. And he's very apologetic about it and wants to move on to what's going to be really important 30 days from now.
A Politico Morning Consult opinion poll conducted after the disclosure of the tape showed 70% of Democrats, but only 12% of Republicans think Trump should quit the race. Hillary Clinton's private remarks to investment bankers, lobbyists, and corporate executives that were disclosed in hacked emails stand in sharp contrast to the position she has taken during this year's U.S. political campaign. Clinton's remarks, reportedly made in closed-door speeches, were delivered to Wall Street audiences before she began running for president. Some of the remarks were later identified as problematic in emails to and from her campaign chairman. The storm formerly known as Hurricane Matthew has lost its hurricane status. Matthew has weakened to a post-tropical cyclone. It is nearing the end of a week-long march through Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.